The Art of Marketing to Women. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Traditionally, product advertising is designed to appeal to men. But according to Christy Faulkner, president of the New York ad agency Womenkind, it is actually women that companies should be targeting.
The average, they say, is about 85% of all purchases are controlled or influenced by women. And that's computers, it's beer, it's cars, it's an average. But across all sectors, women are very, very powerful consumers.
After decades of discriminatory and patronizing marketing toward women from the largest firms and the biggest brands, Faulkner was determined to shake up the status quo.
We started a movement where we created advertising on behalf of clients who really wanted to meet women where they are and speak to them about their real issues and their real attitudes. And hopefully tap into something meaningful and create a dialogue that is much more meaningful, relevant, resonant, and respectful. So that's why we started Womenkind.
Faulkner advises clients to be consistent in their marketing to women, to be honest about their product, and to develop a dialogue with their customers through social media. Faulkner is also co-founder of Genderfair, a research organization that identifies businesses supporting women.
The fact is, if a company is selling a product to women that's meant to be empowering them, they should be empowering their own women employees first. We don't have to be indifferent anymore. We can vote with our dollars, and our dollars are so powerful.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston and McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.